It's time for No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. Here are your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez Warren from the Area Agency on Aging.
Welcome back. It's No Copay Radio on Cozy 101.1. Every Sunday right now at 7:30. We're glad you're here with us. Of course, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. I'm Murphy Houston. My buddy Jayla Sanchez Warren, obviously the boss at the Area Agency on Aging, is here. Jayla, welcome back. We're glad to have you back this week.
Thank you so much.
And we also have our good friend, Dr. John Douglas, former director of Tri-County Health and worked with the CDC. John, how are you doing?
Murph, I'm doing just fine. Good to be with you and Jayla this morning.
Well, we're good to have you, too. And I thought we would start, Jayla just got back with hanging out with the big guys in Washington, D.C. and talking about stuff going on here with seniors. How'd that trip go, Jayla?
You know, it went really well. It was very fast. We had a lot of meetings, so we had some goals. One was to meet with the delegation, as many as we could, and we did meet with a lot, not everyone. We wanted to meet with the staff because the staff are new, brand new, and the staff really are the drivers at the Capitol, right? They're the ones that are doing the research. They're the ones that are attending all the meetings, whether it's on transportation or healthcare, and those are the two topics we went to talk about. We went to, there's a few bills that are out there that could bring additional dollars to the Area Agency on Aging. The Farm Bill, interestingly enough, has money for Meals on Wheels and nutrition programs for older adults, as well as SNAP benefits. So that's always something that we're monitoring and looking at and promoting. The second one was the reauthorization and modernization of the Elder Justice Act, and this would bring money for elder abuse protection for the Ombudsman Program. Remember, the Ombudsman are people that go out to protect the rights and monitor health care in nursing homes and assisted living. And in our region, we have a very big Ombudsman Program with over 500 facilities in the metropolitan area. So that could bring additional funding to the Ombudsman Program. They've also added social isolation money in that bill. So that could bring money to have programs to help deal with social isolation. So that was really important. We also have a new lobbying firm, and we spent some time with them, and they were really helpful in helping me understand how they could help me. They're really service oriented, monitoring the bills, following up with legislators, connecting with other lobbyists. So I think it's really going to be good. I don't know next year's reauthorization of the Elder Americans Act, which is a federal bill. So we will be working closely on that. It's kind of like raising children. You don't know if you did a good job until a couple of years later. So it's something that has to be done, though.
Well, it's curious that you talk about the growth of, if we have here on No Copay Radio, the aging population here in Colorado.
Yeah, and you know, that was the biggest shocker. I mean, none of the staff knew that. And the legislators, you know, Hickenlooper definitely knew that. Bennett knew it. But it's always good to remind them, right?
Yes.
That this is the dominant population in Colorado. I told them that statistics. We now have more people over 60 than we do 18 in the state of Colorado, and that's never happened. They were very shocked about that, the staff. And you know, there's this reputation that Colorado is a young state, and we are a young state. We just have a rapidly aging population. Because again, we've had so many people that moved in the 70s and they stayed, and now they're getting older and they still want to stay here. So that's a good thing. We want them here. We want everybody. But we just got to accommodate. We have to think a little bit differently, right?
I guess so. Right, John, you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a really nice, update of Jayla. Jayla, do you get any sense as to whether our colleagues in Washington are optimistic about these important bills being passed, or are they likely to, they seem like very bipartisan topics. Are they likely to go through?
Yeah, you know, well, generally aging bills are pretty nonpartisan. The spending part is that the spending part is the part that's that people are struggling with, right? No, the Republicans are clear. They don't want any increased spending. I think we have to talk about appropriate spending. And if we're trying to reduce other healthcare costs, putting money into community-based services lowers healthcare costs. And that's what we do. Our services are community-based services. So those are all very important things to say, give the staff the tools and the language they need to be effective in advocating for these things. It really is a partnership that I don't think we've paid enough attention to in the last, I would say, 4 years. So we need to really start partnering with our federal delegations and their office staff to help them understand how some of those bills will impact Colorado. Otherwise, they're just like, it's another bill and it's spinning and I don't know anything about this, so maybe we don't have to support it.
Yeah, right.
I want them to know why they have to support it.
Good stuff, Jayla. Look at her. Jayla Sanchez Warren, the boss over at the Area Agency on Aging, out doing her work, looking out for all of us, caregivers, old people, young people. You got it all going.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I'm very passionate about it. So hopefully we'll be able to get increased funding.
So a topic we came across, and John, you and I talked about it a bit while Jayla was out in Washington getting money for us, and it kind of startled me about hunger's impact on health in Colorado. Have you read up on that?
Yeah, no, I've been aware of this for a long time, Murph. When at Tri-County, food and health was one of our major focuses for the past 5 years. And it's both too much food of the wrong kind that can reduce our optimal health, as well as not enough food. And sometimes those two things are related. When you don't have enough money to pay for food, you tend to buy cheaper, less healthy food. But it's a problem across the board in all age groups, adults, children, and older adults. We have high levels of food insecurity is the term of art, which is creating a major health issue for all of those groups.
Well, some of the stats I read were like 33% of Coloradans have unreliable access to healthy food. 16% of kids don't get healthy food due to a lack of money. And 20% of adults skip meals because of a lack of money. And none of those can be good, right, John?
No, absolutely not, Murph. And on a national level, it's estimated somewhere around 34 million people and 9 million kids are food insecure. And you might ask yourself, how could this happen in the richest country in the world? Don't we have tons of food? And the answer is, yeah, we do. But folks don't always get access to it. And when they do, again, because of cost, we're often eating less healthy options. Lots of processed foods, lots of fat-heavy foods, not much fresh vegetables. And those things lead in adults to obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. In kids, they absolutely are associated with delayed cognitive development and probably play a role in the mental health problem we've been seeing. So it's really, I think, an important across-the-board issue.
And that's really in Colorado, these numbers. And, Jayla, you probably have a lot of experience about that over there at the Area Agency on Aging.
We do. We have. That's why we fund a number of food programs. So we put out about 5,000 meals on wheels a day to older adults, home-delivered meals. We have congregate meal sites, 30 in the region. And we have what we call food there. We have blizzard boxes for people when, you know, the weather's terrible. And we also have what we call market meals, which is a box of food. It's a month's worth of food, 24 days worth of food. It has frozen meals, fruits, vegetables, milk, and bread. in it. And we partner with Volunteers of America to distribute those food boxes. You can call Volunteers of America to get the food boxes. We really did want to increase access to fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, as well as milk, like Dr. John said. And so that's the market meals. We also, there are a number of food options. There's across the region, you can call the Area Agency on Aging for help with food, and we can hook you up with a lot of different resources. We will be doing, actually, a webinar on the 26th of June to talk about food and nutrition in older adults. And having, we'll have the state nutritionist on, and we're going to have some people that actually John used to work with and was part of his staff. Sheila Lynch is going to help me out on this, who now works for Dr. Cog, and just kind of spread the word about this challenge in the metropolitan area. Identify some areas where there are food deserts and how we might work together to get food to older adults in those areas.
Now, that webinar is coming up on Monday, which is tomorrow, by the way. How do they hook into that?
No, not tomorrow, the 26th.
That would be Monday of June.
Oh, Monday. That would be Monday. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what day it is.
No, it is. But people are going to want to look at that. How do they tune in?
You can go to the Dr. Cog website, so drcog.org. And it will be listed there. I'll make sure that we put it on the aging website too. So you can go to drcog.org and click on the aging, the AAA part of our website, or you can go to Dr. Cog Network of Care, and it will be there as well.
Sounds good, huh, John? Good stuff.
I really applaud the Area Agency on Aging for tackling this issue. It's really an important one. And, you know, Jayla talked for a couple of minutes about nationally we have to make tough choices about how we spend public dollars. But certainly helping people have adequate access to healthy foods is an incredibly important long-term cost-saving measure. So really applaud the work that you guys are doing, Jayla.
Thank you.
Well, any other, I had no idea, John, backing up a few minutes ago, about some of the diseases, the lack of healthy food or the lack of food, period, can affect the human body. It's not good, young and old alike.
No, it's really not. And I think increasingly we're realizing that the processed foods that become the bulk of the diet of folks that are food insecure end up just having all kinds of bad health consequences. An obesity epidemic in the country, we still have heart disease as a number one killer. We've got diabetes rates growing, and that is largely attributable to poor food, not enough food, or processed food and lack of exercise. So really playing a major role, Murph.
Indeed. How do you handle
that?
It's
a huge issue. Well, think about this. I mean, for McDonald's, you can go to McDonald's and you can get a hamburger, fries, and a soda for less than $5. And, you know, the cost of food is hard.
Yeah.
It takes transportation to get to grocery stores or to food pantries. And food pantries, you should talk with people who know this system. People who depend on food pantries have this network that's quite amazing, that they connect, you know, like they connect with one another. Oh, they've got fresh bananas at so-and-so food pantry, and there's meat at so-and-so food pantry. If you don't have the money to buy quality food, it is hard to get. You can go and buy pasta and beans, right, and rice for relatively cheap, and you see a lot of that. But you're not getting the protein you need. That's concentrated carbohydrates, not good for people with diabetes, and then the processed food. And so what happens with people, right, is they don't eat, and then they go for the high-carb, fast-energy food, the crackers, the chips, and we see so many people really struggling with malnourishment because they're not eating appropriately. They're just grabbing those high-energy kind of foods by the time they fill up because they have little stomachs now. then they don't have space for the meat or, you know.
Well, good point. Well, you offer some good advice there and some good context there, too, both of you, Jayla and Dr. John. And, John, thanks again for coming on No Cold Pay Radio. We appreciate you being here every week with all your great insights. So please come back and see us next week.
Mark, I will always enjoy hanging out with you and Jayla.
You bet. And thank you, guys. Now, don't go away. It's No Cold Pay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Governments Area Agency on Aging. And we'll be right back with more.
We now continue with No Cold Pay Radio with your hosts, Murphy Houston and Jayla Sanchez Warren.
Thank you for sticking around with us. No Cold Pay Radio on Cozy 101.1. Of course, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Governments Area Agency on Aging. If you need help on all these topics we talk about, 303-480-6700. Murphy Houston here. The boss at the Area Agency on Aging is Jayla Sanchez Warren. And Jayla, we got another special guest ready to go.
We do. Ed Lukovich. He is a digital health executive. He's going to tell you about that. Ed is the CEO of Nimble Science, and Nimble Science is a big partner of Dr. Cox, a Colorado-based company that is preventing 1 million falls through balance training, and it's engaging and it's fun. That's the best part about this training product that he has. Ed has been the CEO of Good Luck Technology, a Boston-based digital health startup, and he's done work in bright light therapy for pharmaceutical treatments for depression, which is really cool. And he's an entrepreneur, and he just does a lot of really cool things. And so we're really happy to have you here. You know, you're so innovative, Ed, and that's one thing when you meet Ed Murphy, you just kind of feel like his brain is working all the time. He's so innovative and creative and has such a good heart for people and wants to make a difference.
Wow, Ed.
So welcome.
Yeah, that's quite an introduction,
thank
buddy.
You. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here. Though real smart people scare me, we'll continue anyhow. talk about Nimble Science. You guys have been coming on No Copay from the beginning, I think. And talk about Nimble Science and what that is for those that don't have any clue and they need to know.
Yeah, thank you for the question. So as Jayla mentioned, you know, our mission with our balance product is to prevent a million falls. And all too often we hear stories of loved ones and friends who have fallen, broken a hip, and sometimes worse. And what we've learned is that most falls are preventable. Most, I would say, actually all older adults want to prevent falls. They want to live independently. They want to live in their own homes. So what we've done is we've created a digital product, an app that sits on a smartphone, so an iPhone, iPad, Android, whatever you have, that delivers you a personalized program to help train your balance. So we figure out who you are, how old you are, what your functional capabilities are, and we deliver a set of exercises for your body, your brain, and educational materials that go with it. That help people move better and not fall.
It's quite a system, isn't it, Jayla?
It is. It is such a wonder. I want everybody to try it because it is so good. I have to tell you this really quick story. I was doing it for a while. I haven't done it in a little while. I went on vacation. They had cobblestone streets in Savannah, Georgia. I went to take a picture. I tripped, and I looked down at my feet, and I could see my feet, and I fell, jacked up my knee, and, you know, scraped it all up. And the first thing I said is I should have been doing Nimble.
Wow.
Because it's a mind-body connection. And I could see my feet, but I couldn't move them fast enough. And that's exactly what Nimble does. And so guess what? I'm starting Nimble again.
Good for you.
There
good
you
for
go.
You. There, that's how that works. Well, now that we're on a testimonial about falling, talk about how Nimble helps someone who's concerned about falling like Jayla.
Yeah, Jayla's got the idea. You know, one of the things that is really critical to balance is that connection between your brain and your body. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners have stumbled at one point in their life. And when you stumble, you don't have time to think about it. As Jayla said, you either catch yourself or it's too late. And so a lot of programs out there that we've seen, there's a lot of good balance programs. They tend to focus a lot on leg strength, and that's certainly important. But what we've found in our research is that it's really that brain and body connection. It's about the reflex. It's about knowing where your body is. And if you start to get off balance, quickly recognizing that subconsciously and being able to catch yourself. And that's what we do at Nimble. We provide people with a series of exercises on your phone. They're not hard. They're not difficult. They're very simple. They mimic normal activities of daily living. and we pair fun little games with them. And the idea is, well, number one, people like to play games, so it's fun. And the second thing is, when you're playing a game and you're doing a movement, it forces your brain to do two things at once. When your brain has to do two things at once, it starts to relearn those reflexes around the physical movements. And so that's the core of what we do. We provide a fun, engaging program that helps train reflexes. And we're really pleased at the amount of falls that we prevented and the health plan partners we're working with. And, you know, we're grateful for Dr. Cog and the local Denver government officials here for sponsoring it and making it available to everybody.
Is that true, Jayla? You're making it available?
We are. So you can go, Ed, can you describe it? I haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, there's
how to sign
for
up.
People who are interested, you know, whether you're somebody who's worried about falling and mobility, whether you're the son or daughter of somebody that's getting older, you can either go directly to the App Store, either the Apple App Store or the Android Store, and you can search for Nimble. It's spelled N-Y-M-B-L. Because we're a tech company, we have to have clever spelling. So that's N-Y-M-B-L.
That's right.
And you'll find it there. We've got about 2,800 reviews on the App Store, mostly 5 stars. So we're really pleased with that. If you don't know how to navigate the App Store, you can also go to our website. We have a specific website for those in the region. It's CO, stands for Colorado, CO, dot fallsfree, F-A-L-L-S-F-R-E-E. .com, and you can sign up on the web as well, or you can get more information there as well.
Well, and I think people
if you live in the Denver metropolitan area, right, you click that and say that you live there, and then Dr. Cog pays for it.
That's all they
have
to do.
Yep, it's free. It is free.
Yeah, it's free.
Well, and explain, Ed, because I've also used Nimble before, and I need to get back into it. Unfortunately, I haven't had any falls or anything, but it's a simple, quick procedure each and every day, is it not?
That's right. Yeah. So we do it in 10 minutes or less because what we've seen is that 10 minutes is a nice, easy length of time that people can insert into their day. You can make it a habit. And it's also enough work that if you do something for 10 minutes a day, you start to get better at it. And Murphy, like you said, there's different ways in which people use Nimble. Some people do it every day for the rest of their life. God bless them. They're wonderful people. A lot of people, you know, do it for a little bit. They get better. They get off it. And then they want to go back again. So you probably have a lot of listeners out there who have tried Nimble before. Maybe they've taken a break. We've got a lot of new games, a lot of new content, totally different experience. So we encourage people to come back and kind of do it in that episodic basis. It's almost, you know, I liken it to dieting. I don't know what your experience is, but I get a little heavy. I lose some weight. Then I forget about it. Then I gain the weight back. And you kind of have to go through this cycle. And health and wellness is the same way. We want people to come back and work on their balance whenever they feel like they need to.
That's a great analogy, the weight loss and working with Nimble. It's very true. It's very the same.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of like maintenance, right? You just kind of, I think it's so important. My mama started again. I have to tell you this story, Ed. I'm in Broomfield Senior Centers. I am having dinner or lunch with 4 ladies, and they are telling me about, you know, what's going on. We're having healthy lunch, and they see my badge. It says Dr. Cog, and they say, thank you so much. I thought they thought, like most people do, that I was a doctor, right? And I was going to have to explain what Dr. Cog was. They said, no, thank you so much for paying for Nimble. We've been using it for a week now. They had a presentation at the Broomfield Senior Center, started on it, and then we talked, I'm not kidding you, the rest of the lunch about Nimble and experiences and how fun it was and how they were doing competitions with one another and how this one, you know, they would talk about, boy, that one mind bender bugs me. I need to get better at it. You know, it was just, it was so rewarding. I floated out of there. I was so happy that we have this partnership, that you were able to offer such a wonderful product that people like, and we were able to let them access for it for free. How many, do you know how many people now we have in the metropolitan area that are on Nimble?
Oh, that's a great question. It's over 10,000. I would say it's probably close to 20,000 people enrolled.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is
Isn't
awesome.
Isn't that great?
It's an amazing technology.
And Murph, that makes us the largest fall prevention program and balance training program in the nation as far as area agencies on aging.
Number one.
That's right.
Are these other area agencies on aging aware of what Nimble's all about and how they can help their people?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing presentations, and they've Nimble has certainly been out in that world. It's a matter of funding. We are trying to get them to be evidence-based designated, because then that opens up way more funding for nimble area agencies on aging across the country could pay for access to this service. So you're still working on that path, right, Ed?
We are, yep. It's any sort of government certification is a long, arduous process, as I'm sure you know.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I think it's important for the listeners to hear, you know, you have a very innovative area agency on aging here, Dr. Cog, and I think people should feel lucky and fortunate to live in the Denver area where, you know, the government's thinking progressively here and saying, what can we make available to people? And let's go try this program. And if it works, we'll do more of it. So we're grateful for that partnership. And I just want to recognize you, Jayla, and Dr. Cog, and thank you for your support, because it's literally saving lives.
Truly it is.
Thank you so much. It is. And it's fun. That's the whole thing. It's fun.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not like a pain.
Oh, gosh. It's not real physical, like you're lifting weights in your garage. You're not doing that. And Ed, I want you to explain, because when I first started doing Nimble, I thought, oh, how is this going to work? These games seem silly, and I'm doing this, I'm standing. It does work. How does that happen? And it happens quickly.
Yeah. Well, as you said, there's a variety of experiences for people. You know, we have folks, I think our oldest user is 102.
Oh.
And we have people who are chair-bound. And we have exercises for you. You can march in place in your chair. We can do ankle movements. We can do leg movements. And then we have activities for people who are running 5Ks and they're 80 years old. You know, we have different kind of walks you can do and things like that. So we have this wide variety of exercises to really challenge anybody's skill level. But like you said, Murphy, they're simple.
Yes.
Most people do things like a standing weight shift. You stand up, you go side to side while you're playing a game. We might do heel and toe lifts. Things like that, short lunges, things that kind of mimic those daily behaviors. And when you pair those with games, all of a sudden your brain's re-engaged in this balance reflex. And, you know, no matter how old you are, your brain still learns things, and it learns them quickly. And so we see results very quickly and huge improvements in balance and a lot of happy people.
And
I hear that all the time, Murph. I don't know why it's working, but I know it's working from people. People tell me that all the time.
And how do they know it's working, Ed? I mean, I was surprised, too. It wasn't like, I don't feel anything. And then maybe something will happen where I maybe will stumble a little bit. And I reacted quickly. I'm going, that's how it works. That's how it does.
That's right. I mean, that's sort of, you know, we can take this two ways. The first way is what you said. It's just kind of the anecdotal thoughts of people. What we hear very commonly is two things. Number one, I was walking, I tripped, I stumbled, and I caught myself. We hear that all the time. I caught myself, and I knew that I wouldn't have without Nimble. The second thing we hear a lot of is functional improvements and things that people can now do that they didn't feel comfortable with before. And a good one is walking the dog outside. Hey, I used to get nervous. I'd take the dog outside. When the dog starts pulling on me, I was really worried about my balance. Hey, now I can do that confidently. And that's a real game changer there. So that's kind of on the anecdotal side. You know, on the evidence side, we're working with, you know, about 10 health plans, 10 Medicare Advantage plans nationwide now. We're starting to get into Medicaid as well. And we now have actuarial studies with about four of those plans that show a real cost savings from prevented falls. So not only do we hear from users saying this is great, but now we have the evidence from, you know, medical doctors and health plans that say, hey, this thing actually saves money, and there's only one way to save money, which is you prevent falls.
Well, good point there. Now, Ed, you must have a website where they can go and research more about Nimble.
Yeah, we do. The one specific to Colorado is CO, the abbreviation for Colorado, co.fallsfree.com. And people can go there and read a little bit more and hear about the offer, the free offer from Dr. Cog. Or people can go to the App Store on whatever mobile device you have and just search for Nimble, NYMBL. And you can download the app. You can enroll straight on the app there as well. You just put in your zip code. If you're covered under the Dr. Cog Metro region, it's free. You get straight in.
Well, I'll tell you, congratulations, Ed. You've done a great job here, because I remember when you started, we were all kind of scratching our heads going, really? Is this going to work? And now look how far you've come in a short amount of time, my friend.
Yep, I appreciate it. And we're grateful for people like Dr. Cog who helped get us there. So thank you.
For sure. Well, thank you for coming on No Copay Radio. Enjoy Miami while you're down there. Come back to some hailstorm like we have. They'll be waiting for you.
It's really green.
Yes, it's really green. The golf courses look magnificent. It's all special. Ed, thanks for coming on No Copay Radio. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you, too, Jail. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. It's No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been No Copay Radio, brought to you by Dr. Cog, the Denver Regional Council of Government's Area Agency on Aging, 303-480-6700. Join us every Sunday at 7:30 here on Cozy 101.1.